Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is Michelle McWilliams, and we're discussing the importance of vitamin C. Before the break, we talked about it as being both an antioxidant and a cofactor, and in that process of being a cofactor, it works with other elements in the body for specific purposes. And Michelle, it's also beneficial for the iron levels in our body.
Iron is also affected with vitamin C, and the mineral is actually transported more easily when vitamin C is at adequate doses. The delivery of oxygen to the cell makes it easier when there is a vitamin C that's circulating and helping carry that iron to the cell. Most of these products do need vitamin C to transport, and vitamin C also does avoid the constipation issue that some people experience when taking high-potency iron. The energy levels are definitely adjusted when taking vitamin C, and the energy levels when having more iron within the body are also increased. So the two of them work hand-in-hand together.
So another benefit of adequate vitamin C is our brain health or our cognitive health.
Sure is. So along with energy, vitamin C is also, as we mentioned, a cofactor. And being a cofactor, this makes the enzymes more efficient, as well as carrying nutrients more efficiently to the spot of transport. With some things of brain health, neurotransmitters are very important to actually help with serotonin and dopamine levels. So vitamin C is very important in order to make conversions of certain amino acids actually occur. So we've heard of tryptophan before, very known to help with making us feel relaxed or tired. That tryptophan, the reason why it is making us actually tired and relaxed, is vitamin C helps convert the tryptophan into dopamine and norepinephrine. Without this vitamin C as a cofactor, we would constantly be in a fight or flight mode. Our decision-making processes would be drastically altered, and therefore leading to depression, anxiety, insomnia, and irritability. We definitely need serotonin and dopamine to keep us balanced, help us with our decision levels, help us sleep, and make us feel happy as well.
So it's the creation of these neurotransmitters for the brain and the nervous system.
Correct. So you definitely need the vitamin C for these in order to have these neurotransmitters actually transmitting efficiently and properly and communicating to the cell.
Now, the Mayo Clinic study and found that vitamin C is important in the prevention of some cancers.
Correct. Mayo Clinic has done studies on vitamin C-rich diet. So this is high amounts of fruits and veggies that are high in ascorbic acid or citrus bioflavins. However, it's not clear whether it's the protective fact of the vitamin C or the actual citrus bioflavonoids in the vitamin C, as vitamin C is a whole complex, not just containing ascorbic acid, but a variety of other nutrients put together making the whole vitamin C complex. Many parameters could be affecting this study.
There was also a lifestyle association as well. So was it the vitamin C? Was it the lifestyle? Was it everything all added together? But there seems to be this association of vitamin C with this reduced risk.
For sure. And a balanced diet and a diet rich in high antioxidant foods does create a balanced diet, and therefore balancing out your amino acid synthesis, which is the biggest protein creating collagen within our body. And therefore, if all these things are balanced, then you will see the benefit without having the free radicals hanging out in your body, create a higher chance of cancer, as well as protein synthesis. If we have incorrect protein synthesis, this can increase your chances of cancer as well. So definitely vitamin C helping with this domino effect of creation and transport of other nutrients is the main reason why it's been so studied when it comes to diseases like cancer.
There's also an association with eye health.
Correct. Vitamin C can help with vision and eye health. significant vitamin C intake could help prevent age-related macular degeneration. And there has been individuals that have been under a study who took 500 milligrams daily, which is a very small dose, along with a supplement of beta-carotene, which is vitamin A, vitamin E, and zinc. And this seemed to slow the progression of the advanced macular degeneration by about 25%.
That's another example of that cofactor in association, in synergy with these other nutrients.
Yeah. Vitamin C on its own is just vitamin C. Vitamin C with the rest of the vitamin complex out there, other minerals to help with the absorption, definitely makes the whole circus run in our body.
Now, in the first half of our show, we alluded to heart disease and cardiovascular health. Can you maybe go into that a little bit further and discuss the benefits there?
Vitamin C, as I mentioned, helps reduce the effects of oxidative stress, which is essentially those free radicals hanging around in your body, which could increase blood pressure, could also harden the arteries, and could also thin out the actual veins. There has been associations with vitamin C, some positive outlook on the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found out that the highest concentrations of vitamin C in blood were associated with a 42% lower risk of those that had lower concentrations of vitamin C in their blood. Definitely, again, that transport and progression of vitamin C being in the diet and being in the system, helping to make things work better and more efficient.
Yeah, and there's that antioxidant aspect and working with glutathione. Can you just touch on what glutathione does in the body?
Glutathione in the body is another antioxidant, helping scavenge up those free radicals along with vitamin C, and primarily found in the liver. It does circulate throughout your body, but the highest concentrations are found in your liver, and the liver is where pretty much everything is filtered. So along with vitamin C and glutathione, this will basically be your helper antioxidants to make sure that there isn't anything stealing electrons from other nutrients that need those electrons.
Vitamin C and type 2 diabetes. What's the association there?
Again, with the free radicals, reducing those free radicals in the body, as little as 500 milligrams has been found, twice daily has been found to help people with type 2 diabetes and lowering the blood sugar levels. Many people with type 2 diabetes or even on the onset of diabetes, vitamin C is very, very important for their absorption levels as they may have trouble actually converting the glucose. And therefore, with vitamin C, this will help with the transport of the minerals and get things to the transport site a lot quicker. Again, being a cofactor and converting enzymes.
How can seniors benefit from vitamin C?
Because we don't make it in our bodies. And as we age, vitamin C can deplete within our bodies along with many other nutrients. Many people are promoted to take vitamin C throughout their lives, but particularly when they are older adults, helping with the transport of things such as magnesium and calcium to the proper location. And as little as 400 milligrams a day has been studied to help against chronic diseases. And this is basically in part caused by oxidative stress. Heart disease, stroke, certain cancers such as skin cancer or colon cancer, and eye health like cataracts. All these things, if we're depleting our vitamin C levels, then we will see these types of issues pop up in our lives. However, with adequate vitamin C levels, these types of issues should be subsided or prevented in the long term. As we age, we definitely do lose the ability for certain nutrients to absorb properly. We have more DNA inadequacies or mutations that could occur as we age. So therefore, giving the body what it doesn't make naturally is needed.
So let's talk about pregnancy and children. What's the benefits of vitamin C there?
So on the other end of the spectrum, very important for the mother and child to have vitamin C content. when somebody's pregnant, they are utilizing their sources a lot quicker, and therefore their stores of certain nutrients may be exhausted. The child is also gaining whatever the mother gets, so being hydrated along with vitamin C is needed in order, again, for these metabolic processes to occur. This is very important for people that are iron deficient, as iron is utilized more when somebody is pregnant, and therefore vitamin C will enhance the absorption, helping with bone health, tissue health, and overall growth.
NACA is a Canadian company, and they provide vitamin C in various ways. I mean, vitamin C can come in powders and capsules and liquids and so on. There's lots of ways to consume it. So people have lots of options to what their comfort level is. NACA also has one that is what they call liposomal. What is that exactly? Can you explain what that is and why it's different?
So liposomal vitamin C from NACA is sodium ascorbate. Sodium ascorbate is a basic form of vitamin C, and in a basic form, it's less acidic than ascorbic acid. Liposomal, or liposome, is a fat-encapsulated bubble that can protect the nutrients. Since vitamin C is water-soluble, the liposome protects the nutrient from being flushed out of the body so quickly. It also allows for the nutrient to stay in the body longer and have more absorption sites to take advantage of. It is a phospholipid. Phospholipids are most readily available entry points for all nutrients in the body, whether it be magnesium, calcium, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin E, or anything like that. Most of them go through some sort of phospholipid chain in order to be absorbed within the bloodstream and in tissues. This is important for people that have problems absorbing the vitamin, maybe have a compromised immune system or colon, and therefore tend to flush out nutrients and have problems taking it into their body and utilizing it. And also for people that want high dosages, this particular product does not tend to cause a laxative effect.
Michelle, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. It's been a real pleasure having you here. Do you have any summarizing comments for our show today?
I do want to let you know that vitamin C is not a cure-all, but it definitely is the vitamin that we need to often work together to help with the absorption of other nutrients in our body. Vitamin C is key.
Thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thank you for inviting me on the show today.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. To re-listen to this broadcast, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, and click Interviews. And visit us at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.